This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This episode is part 3 and our final episode in our exploration of Maine's pitch pine scrub oak barrens. Studying nocturnal birds within Maine's pine barrens has offered a perspective of these habitats few have been afforded, particularly on nights spent tracking whippoorwills outfitted with radio tags during previous efforts. The day's light would often still be lingering upon the barrens. High above, nighthawks dart to and fro above the landscape, still lit by the setting sun, while in pursuit of insects rising from the scrubland. The songs of eastern towhee, prairie warbler, and field sparrow intermingle to form the pre-dusk soundscape. Switching on my receiver unit and holding my antenna aloft, I set out across the flat expanse to hone in on the location of a roosting male whippoorwill. More often than not, these birds are found along the margins of the barrens, in more mature sections of forest, places where the oaks and pines have been allowed to grow tall. The barrens' birdsong shifts as the sun dips below the horizon. As hermit thrush and veery sing the day to a close, the first hoots of the barred owl herald the arrival of the coming night, evidenced by the unwavering series of clicks emitted from the receiver at my side. Our tagged whippoorwill has yet to stir. As I wait for them to wake, I watch the slender forms of darner dragonflies cruising overhead, occasionally darting through throngs of droning mosquitoes. As the light dims, a flurry of moths drifts from the scrublands and forest alike, with the dark silhouettes of big brown and eastern red bats often at their heels. Io and Polyphemus moths could sometimes be seen fluttering past. Soon after, the first whippoorwill songs would begin. At this, the signal emitted by the receiver would drop off, and my search for the bird, now on his way to relieve his mate of her incubation or brooding duties, would start anew. In these environments, their nests are almost always located within the dense tangles of scrub oak. Switching on my headlamp and entering into the thick vegetation, I followed the direction dictated by the signal strength emitted from the bird's tag. Beelining through this environment is almost impossible. However, nests are seldom far from edges or openings. As the signal peaks, I spot the fiery glow reflected by the whippoorwill's eyes. He sits tight to conceal the location of his young, nearly invisible save for the eyeshine. Maine's nightjar species nest directly on the ground and do not construct nest structures. The well-drained, sandy soils of the barrens benefit these ground nesters by ensuring that eggs and nestlings aren't flooded during rain events, while the adult's plumage is well-suited to match the ground and accumulated vegetative debris. Marking the spot in my GPS and installing an infrared camera to monitor the outcome of the nesting efforts, I leave him to his work and back my way out of the scrub. The project's efforts to document the outcomes of nightjar breeding efforts has captured evidence demonstrating the value of pitch pine scrub oak barrens as nesting grounds. Instances of nest predation are quite rare in these environments, with predation being documented on only 2 occasions over the last 3 years. Once by an eastern coyote, and another time by a blue jay. More often than not, however, nests are passed by without detection. Over the years, we've documented coyotes, bobcats, deer, raccoons, skunk, fisher, crows, and wild turkeys, all in relatively close proximity to nightjar nest locations. It seems the dense vegetation, paired with the bird's cryptic plumage, affords these pine barren nesters a significant degree of protection. The shelter offered by these habitats is a benefit to other vulnerable species as well. Northern black racers are listed as endangered in Maine due to habitat loss and fragmentation. These long black snakes rely on the blend of habitats found in the state's barrens for nesting sites, shelter, and hunting grounds. Although often associated with coastal shrublands and old fields, the distribution of another state-listed endangered species, the New England cottontail, overlaps with the occurrence of Maine's largest pine barrens, a habitat type inhabited by the species elsewhere throughout their limited range. These cottontails, also known as brush rabbits, require large areas of thick vegetative cover to forage and avoid predators. Maine's barrens may serve as suitable habitat areas as conservationists work to restore this vulnerable young forest specialist. By day or by night, the barrens are alive in ways unseen by most. Whippoorwills sheltered in bowers of scrub, hair streaks or dusky wings fluttering from one rare wildflower to the next. glossy black racers basking in patches of exposed sand left by glaciers in ages past. Although diminished from their historic extents, these are some of Maine's most resilient wildlands, landscapes shaped by fire and ice, disruption and renewal. Yet they still require thoughtful stewardship. Rich in biodiversity, Maine's barrens are a testament to the value of preserving even the rarest habitat types.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.